Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
I'll have some sliced chicken, some potato salad, and a bottle of cold Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
From Hollywood, Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents... Screen Directors Playhouse, production Yellow Sky, director William Wellman, star Gregory Peck. The Hollywood Screen Directors present a story written in the Western Sands. The popular motion picture Yellow Sky, starring Gregory Peck, and introduced by the director of the film, Mr. William Wellman. Our guest screen director tonight has created more than individual motion pictures. He has created entertainment for a generation, bringing scores of hours of adventure and drama to the screen as the director of such memorable pictures as Wings, A Star Is Born, The Story of G.I. Joe, The Oxbow Incident, and tonight's adventure, Yellow Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Wellman.
Thank you. 10 years ago, the frontiers of the West sounded their siren call to men who were strong and tough and ambitious. And sometimes they were lawless, with a swaggering contempt for justice. Today, the frontier still sounds its call to adventure in the tales of its time and people. We heard that call when we filmed tonight's story. Now here it is for the first time on the air, Yellow Sky, starring Gregory Peck in his original role of Stretch.
In the flat pan of the desert, the ghost town of Yellow Sky hugs the seared brown dust, sinking into its own barren loneliness to escape the sun. In the deserted quiet, nothing lives, nothing stirs, until...
Grandpa! Grandpa! There's men coming! 5 men coming across the desert!
Stretch! I can't go on.
Keep going.
Well, Ron's right. First of use is nothing but desert. No water for 2 days. The horse is useless.
Keep going. There's an end to this sand somewhere.
You find it for us, Stretch. You got us out here.
Hold on. Stop. Now listen to me. Dude, Lengthy, Bull Run, Walrus, nobody forced you to come. Could have stayed on the other side of this desert. Let the army troops hang you for bank robbers.
Well, maybe it would have been better than this.
Then maybe you should have stayed, Lengthy.
You're the boss, Stretch. You're the leader. This was your idea.
That's right, dude. Now, come on.
Stretch. Up there on the rise. Look behind you.
Yeah, there's nothing but sand.
I saw her, all right. A woman with a rifle. Top that rise.
Bull Run's going crazy.
Well, he ain't all that crazy. Not yet. I'm having a look up there.
Look at Lengthy. Wetting his lips and nothing to wet him with. Just thinking about that woman.
Lengthy's a ladies' man, Walrus. Me, I'm a gambler. And being a gambler, I'll just bet that Stretch gets first call on anything we come across. Money, water, or woman. Ain't that right, Lengthy?
Oh, he ain't so tough. Someday I'm gonna...
Oh, no, you won't, Lengthy. Stretch is smart and you're not. You won't do anything.
Yeah? What about you, dude?
That's different. I'm smart. Maybe smarter.
Look, Stretch is waving at us.
Come on. There's a town. There's a town over here. Yeah, there's a
Town, all right. You sure picked a good one, Stretch. A dead one, a ghost town.
Water. There ain't no water.
Shut up.
There's a sign. Yellow sky. Fastest growing town in the territory.
It's a fitting place to die, isn't it?
Nobody's gonna die. We'll keep going.
Trash.
There she is, the girl.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
I'll put up your gun. We don't mean no harm.
Where'd you come from?
Across the sink. We need water. Bad.
What are you running away from?
We want water, ma'am, not talk.
Well, there's a spring here between those two buildings.
You hear that? There's water.
Water.
Come on, Bull Run. Get on your feet. You ain't gonna die now.
Go on, drink. But stay away from my house. I told you to stay away from here.
Well, I just wanted to pay you a friendly visit. Thank you and your grandpa for the grub.
You would have taken it anyway.
That's right. Yeah, we're used to taking what we want. Now, why do you always have to be toting that rifle around?
I don't trust you.
Well, you can trust me, but them others, they're talking about you, saying how pretty you are. Wouldn't trust them.
Animals. You're all animals.
Now, that Lengthy, he's going to come prowling around. A girl like you, you're sort of a challenge to a fellow like him.
You get out of here, I'm going to shoot you.
I don't like women who act so high and mighty. I think I'd better take that boy away from
you. Outlaw, you dirty outlaw!
Hit me. Why, you young
fella, I wouldn't go stirring up no trouble with that girl.
Oh, that's quite a punch she's got there. Come in mighty handy when she gets married.
Oh, Mike's as tough as a pine nut. I ought to know. I'm a grandpa.
Mike, huh? Well, you taught her good.
Yeah. Me and the Apaches.
Apaches?
Oh, fine people, supposing you understand them.
Any of them around here?
Oh, from time to time. Now you run along, young fella. If you and your friends need anything else before you hit the trail, you come and tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure we will. Nice seeing you.
Grandpa, what you treat them so nice for?
I know what I'm doing. Fight them, and right away they get suspicious. You just leave this to me, Mike.
Get the horses. We're pushing on. I said move. We're leaving.
Dude's got other ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Gold.
Here? You're crazy.
It doesn't make sense. The old man and the girl living here alone. I've been looking around. Found half a dozen cradles and a big sluice box down there in the canyon.
That's abandoned junk, just like everything else around here.
There's a shack there, too. Patchy's been living in it. I could smell him. Strong as a fox's den.
There's too much money laying around in banks for us to be worrying about any little dab these people got.
Maybe it ain't so little.
That's for me to decide.
Dude's doing some deciding, too, Stretch.
You figure you're the boss now, dude?
Personally, I don't care who's boss. As long as we get that gold.
That's the way we all feel.
All right. Supposing they got gold. I'm the one that's saying how we'll get it.
Now you're talking.
Maybe I ought to have a little talk with a girl alone.
Keep your hands off her, Lengthy. We don't want no trouble like that.
Oh, that ain't no trouble.
I'm warning you, all of you. Leave the girl alone. Now let's see about that gold.
Don't suppose there's no use telling you fellas we ain't got no gold.
Well, somehow we wouldn't believe you, Grandpa.
Thieves. I should have shot you when you came.
Soon, I guess you'd be twisting my arm. Well, I don't want that. I might as well tell you.
You're a smart man, Grandpa.
Yellow Sky was a silver town. Silver petered out. Mike and me, we figured there might be gold. Moved in when the others left. And we struck it, all right.
Where is it?
Gold's a mighty dangerous thing when you want it just for greed. We was going to reopen the town with it.
Oh, we ain't so greedy. We'll make a deal, supposing there's enough for all of us.
Now, what kind of a deal was you figuring on?
50-50. We'll split.
Well, that sounds fair enough, seeing as how things are.
How much? How much is there?
Counting the dust, about
50,000, maybe.
50,000?
Grandpa, don't tell him no more.
Where is it? Cashed in the mouth of that old silver mine on the hill. When we seen you coming, we knocked out a few of the timbers. It's buried now. You'll have to dig for it.
Like I said, Grandpa, you're real smart. You made a right good deal.
Telling you, stay away from me.
Oh, now, is that any way to talk to a man who's been digging hard for gold all day? Why, lots of girls would be glad to have Link to come calling.
Leave me alone. I'm going in the house.
Not yet, you ain't. You're staying with me for a while.
Let go of me.
You're just being used to men. Lindy,
leave her go. You don't own me, Stretch. I got a right to come
call. Leave her go.
She ain't worth nothing anyways.
I told you all this about the girl. And keep your hands away from that gun.
I wasn't.
I know you wasn't. Now, get out of here.
All right, Stretch. This time.
You all right?
I guess so. Thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. Where are you going?
Inside with Grandpa. He's worried sick.
About what?
You're running off with all the gold and leaving us nothing?
I gave him my word, didn't I? I made a deal.
The word of an outlaw?
Look, I come from good people. Maybe I ain't no angel. Seems like I've always been chasing or being chased. Now, that's the only way I know. Brought up on the frontier, my ma was killed by Indians. My old man shot down in a gunfight.
They'd be real proud of you, wouldn't they?
All I know is they taught me to stick by my word, and I'm sticking to our deal. I swear that on my ma's memory.
Yeah. Maybe you're telling the truth.
Before you go in.
No. You're just like the other one. Let me go.
Now you can go. If you want.
I...
Say, you're kind of enjoying it.
I shouldn't let you touch me. I shouldn't let...
What are you doing here?
Just looking. That's going to a lot of trouble, isn't it? All that swearing and promising just to get one female.
She believes me. She's crazy than I figured. Come on. We got a lot more digging to do tomorrow.
Screen Director's Playhouse production of Yellow Sky, starring Gregory Peck with Gloria Blondell, and introduced by the director of the film, Mr. William Wellman. You are in Chicago. The elevated trains are roaring overhead. You, collar soggy and shirt sticking to your back, step out onto the boiling pavement. Underfoot, the hot tar bends like rubber. What a scorcher. And no relief in sight. Wait a minute. What's that little blue sign in the window? Oh, brother. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Your taste will tell you why. Now, back to our Screen Director's production of Yellow Sky, starring Gregory Peck.
Shovels ain't for leaving.
Yeah. Well, the hand don't help. Don't know as the diggin's worth it. Yeah, we get the gold, Wallace. We won't have to work no more.
All right. Almost got the mouth of the mine clear.
Maybe they're lying to us. Maybe there ain't no gold here.
They ain't lying. We made a deal.
That's a laugh. I was giving them a 50-50 split.
Where's Duke? That's what I'd like to know. Us working our guts out.
He ain't no hand at working. He's nosing around the town somewhere.
We can just bolt it right out. The rest of the dirt ought to fall away.
Yeah.
Come on. Brace your shovels under it.
All right. Now.
Yeah.
Steve! Here it is.
She's open now.
Come on. Let's get that going. Here it is. We got it.
Sacks of it. Scratch. Sacks of gold.
Come out of there. Come out of the mine.
Look at it shine.
I said come out of there.
What's the matter with you? You think you wasn't interested.
Look. Look what's coming.
Oh, it's just a sandstorm.
No wind blowing.
Listen. Them horses.
Holy Moses. Hatches.
That's what it looks like. They're heading for town. Well, I guess the old man ain't as loony as we figured.
Ah, that sneaking girl. Her and the old buzzard said the Apache were friends of his.
There must be about 40 or 50 of them.
Where you reckon dude's at?
He's probably hiding out in town. I aim to find out what's up. It's almost sundown. As soon as it's dark, I'm sneaking into town.
What about us?
Well, these rocks around the mouth of the cave make a good natural fort. Just don't go wandering around.
Stretch must be right in the middle of them Apache devils by now.
Look at their fires. Must be camp with the springs.
What's that?
Something's crawling over there.
Don't shoot. It's me, dude.
What's the idea of scaring us half to death?
I've been down in Yellow Sky. Where's Stretch?
In the town, seeing what he can find out.
Oh, is that what he told you? You simple fools. Can't you see he sold you out?
Stretch wouldn't do a thing like that.
Suppose I told you Stretch and the girl were putting their heads together last night. Talking. Planning.
Him and the girl, huh?
Yeah, Stretch wants that gold and he's not splitting it any more ways than he has to.
I ain't worried about the gold so much as I'm worried about my hide.
Then if you want to live, Walrus, you better move up on the ridge with me. You got you planted down here so those Apaches can move in and get you anytime they want.
How does dude know? How does he know what Stretch is doing?
Stretch is down in the town, isn't he? Figure it out for yourselves. Now, fellas, let's get...
Stretch!
You got a surprise visitor. Quite a powwow going on out there.
Apaches, they're our friends.
All right, turn them loose on us. Some of your great friends are going to get killed, too.
You think we'd turn the Apaches loose on you? On our own people?
You sent for them, didn't you?
The truth is, we didn't know them Indians were within 50 miles of here.
Now, what are they doing in the Yellow Sky?
Well, it seems they've been having some sort of trouble back on the reservation and was out to kill. I told them if they'd go back peaceable, I'd talk to the Indian agent myself, try to get the troubles took care of.
Well, what about us?
I told him you was working for me.
You can't understand that, can you?
Well, why did he tell him that?
Because my grandfather wants to keep a lot of people from being killed. Even people like you.
Oh. Well, is it all right if I wait here until daylight?
Yes, you can wait. They'll be gone by morning. Then you can go back and steal our gold.
But I told you last night...
I'm sorry about last night. I'm ashamed of myself.
Fellas, you up here in the ridge. I told you to wait at the mine.
We know, but dude here...
I'm still giving the orders, not dude.
We'll talk about that later. What about the Indians?
They're gone. The old man told them to move out.
For good?
For good.
And I think we'd better load up and start moving.
First, I want to get one thing straight. Our deal with the old man.
Well, what about it?
The old man played square. Sent those Apaches back to the reservation. If he hadn't, we'd all be laying around now making bones.
So?
So whether you like it or not, we're going to give them their share, like we promised.
Look, Stretch, we've been friends. Why can't we talk it over? Like this.
You got him, dude. He's rolling down the hill.
No, he ain't got him. Just winged him. He ducked behind a rock.
Well, he can't stay there forever. We'll get him when he runs for cover. That'll keep him down while we flank him.
Get down!
That ain't Stretch's gun. That's the girl.
Stretch! Come on, down. I'll keep you covered.
That little rattlesnake.
When this is over, I'm going to take care of her all by myself.
He's getting away.
Go head for the house.
Then why don't we just load up and get out?
Yeah? And spend the rest of our days waiting for Stretcher to stick a gun in our backs?
Lengthy's right. When we leave Yellow Sky, we won't be worrying about meeting up with Stretch again.
You see anything from the back window, Mike?
Nothing.
Nothing on this side.
Well, it's been dark for nearly 2 hours. They'll be coming soon.
Yeah, it's mighty quiet out there. Maybe they left.
Dude might want to leave. He's just gold crazy. But Lengthy, he's got other things on his mind.
Mike?
Yeah, Mike. Here they are.
Stretch! Stretch, you with me?
That's Dude.
We don't want you gunning for us the rest of our life, Stretch. And we know if we have a shootout, some of us are going to get hurt. So we'll do what you want. We'll split with the girl and the old man.
Then hand me that gray blanket over there. Oh, this rolls up about the size of a man. Keep back. I'm going to open the door.
Stretch, don't.
Keep your eye peeled and shoot for their gun flashes.
All right, that suits me, dude. Hold your fire. I'm coming out.
Well, that sure is one shot-up blanket.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I got Stretch at the door. It was a second time. Good work, Lindsay. Where are you? I can't see you. Over here. Help!
What's happening out there?
Well, it sounds like Dude took a shot at Lengthy.
Hey, Lengthy. It's me, Warren.
What do you want?
I got Bull Run with me. He's bleeding something awful.
Tell him to come in.
Bring him in. And come slowly.
Get him. Stretch. We got Lengthy, got you.
Not this time.
Put him down. Here. You stretch him. I'm hurt, Stretch.
I'm sorry, kid. Wallace, what's happening?
Henry, think they killed you. Then Dude, he took a shot at Lengthy. Guess he figured Lengthy might want too much of the gold, but he only winged him.
Where are they now?
Dude lit out for the barn where we left the gold.
And Lengthy?
Following him.
Stretch, where are you going?
Out to the barn. I don't want Lengthy and Dude killing each other. That's a pleasure I'm saving for myself.
Don't stretch, you can't. There's two of them.
Even go, Mike. Right now, you got a patient to tend to.
Well. Stretch. He wanted to split with you. Dude, word and all. We listened to Dude.
You shouldn't talk.
Don't make no difference now.
He said he came from good folks. Proud of it. I guess he ain't really bad. Not like the others.
He ain't listening, man.
If I didn't know better, I'd say he was kind of concerned.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. They ain't. Here. Take this.
It's your gun.
I'm through with it, Mike.
True.
Well, what good's a gun in Yellow Sky? There ain't nothing left to shoot.
You're going to stay?
Well, if you and Grandpa will let me.
Grandpa! Grandpa! Stretch! He's all right. We're coming in.
Yeah, Grandpa. Hot up the coffee. We're coming in.
You have just heard the last act of Yellow Sky. In a moment, our star, Gregory Peck, and our screen director, William Wellman, will return to the microphone. Hollywood is supposed to be a town of tinsel and glamour. But all that chichi you read about is nothing but a publicity front. Actually, most of the movie stars are home-loving folks just like you and me, who get their greatest pleasures from simple things. Sitting in the backyard with friends and neighbors. Cooking hamburgers on a charcoal grill. Serving cold bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Everything in perfect taste. Blue Ribbon taste. And it's that Blue Ribbon taste that makes this internationally famous beer so popular here in Hollywood. And all over America. Yes, you hear it everywhere. In Boston's famous seafood restaurants. In Minnesota's beautiful lakeside resorts. In Ohio's friendly roadside inns. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served. Anywhere. Your taste will tell you why. ¶¶ Next week on Screen Directors Playhouse, Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents for the first time on the air, Cosba, starring Tony Martin and Martha Torrance. And now, here again is the star of tonight's play, Gregory Peck.
Thanks very much. But the actual star of the Screen Directors Playhouse is the director himself. So here's the man who was really responsible for putting Yellow Sky on the screen, director Bill Wellman.
It's always a thrill for a director to hear his picture turned into radio fare. But tonight's broadcast of Yellow Sky was more than an exciting experience. It brought back some scorching memories. I mean those blazing days on location, under a sun that was fine for movies, but awfully uncomfortable for movie makers. So if for a few minutes my temperature zoomed, it's because of a grand performance by Gregory Peck and an excellent cast. Thank you, and good night.
Good night to you, William Wellman and Gregory Peck. Tonight, before you go to bed, tie a blue ribbon around your finger. An imaginary blue ribbon, of course. Just to remind you that tomorrow is the beginning of another glorious weekend. 2 whole days to relax. Don't forget to buy a good supply of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Finest beer served anywhere. Your taste will tell you why. Yellow Sky was presented through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, shortly releasing Slattery's Hurricane, starring Linda Darnell and Richard Widmark, and You're My Everything, starring Ann Baxter and Dan Daly. Screen director William Wellman's latest picture is the MGM production Battleground. Included in tonight's cast were Gloria Blondell as Mike, with Paul Frees, Jack Edwards, Wally Mayer, Ken Christie, Sam Edwards, and Dan Ritz. Yellow Sky, based on the novel by W.R. Burnett, was adapted for radio by Richard Allen Simmons, and original music was composed and conducted by Henry Russell. Green Director's Playhouse was produced by Howard Wiley with dramatic direction by Bill Carnes. Portions of the program are transcribed. Listen again next week when Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer presents
Green Director's Playhouse, production Casbah, director John Barry, stars Tony Martin, Martha Torrance.
Green Director's Playhouse is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Peoria, Illinois, and Newark, New Jersey. And sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. James Wallington speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.